Good morning. Our question today is when the Kohanim are giving the bracha to the tzibor, the duchening, the nesias kapayim, the priestly blessing, should the Kohanim be covering their hands with their talesim or not covering their hands? So we're going to start with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is a commentary on the Torah that was written by Rav Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, and he records that there was a minhag in Egypt that the Kohanim would cover not only their heads, but their hands as well. They would cover both. And he explains, he editorializes that this is a good minhag, that is minhag yafehu. It's a good minhag to do this. Why? Because if the Kohanim have their heads covered, they are not looking at the tzibor receiving the bracha, and the tzibor also is not looking at the Kohanim because the Kohanim have their heads and their hands covered. So he endorses this minhag of covering the heads and the hands of the Kohanim with their talesim. The Ramah, written by Rav Moshe Isserles, comments on the Shulchan Aruch vis-a-vis the Ashkenazic practice. He brings two minhagim. The second minhag he brings is that brought by the Beis Yosef, that, as we do nowadays, that the Kohanim cover not only their heads, but their hands as well. But he brings a first minhag before that. And the first minhag, he says, is that the Kohanim are not allowed to look at their own hands. It's not only that the tzibur can look at the hands of the Kohanim, but the Kohanim cannot look at their own hands. Al kain, nahagu leshalshel hatalis al peneim v'yedeim chutz letalis. Accordingly, to avoid the Kohanim looking at their own hands, the Kohanim should cover their faces up, they should cover their heads and their faces with their talesim, but leave their hands outside the talis. So the hands are on the outside. Accordingly, the Kohanim are not able to see their own hands. So we have two minhagim here. The Ramah brings two minhagim. The first one is that the hands are outside the talis, and the second one is like the Beis Yosef, that the hands are underneath the talis. The Mishnah Berurah, fascinating, he says on the first minhag is not what we do. The first minhag is that the hands are not covered by the talis, they are outside the talis. Minhag ze yoser nachon. This minhag is more correct, that the Kohanim should not cover their hands. So why is that? So the Hilchas HaGro Minhagav brings that the Gra commented in Shulchan Aruch in favor of the first minhag, that the hand should be outside the talis, not covered by the talis, and the Bra brings a proof to this. There's a Gemara in Megillah that says that if the Kohanim have spotted hands, it's a defect, it's a mum, on the hands, they should not be duchening. Why? Because people are going to be looking at their hands, and they're going to be distracted by looking at the hands. So the Gra points out that it's obvious from this that the hands were uncovered. The Kohanim were duchening with their hands uncovered, so we have the concern that people may be getting distracted by looking at a Kohen whose hands have that defect on them. Accordingly, that is a very positive, very good proof that the Kohanim at the time of Chazal did not cover their hands, because we had the concern people would be looking at them. Nonetheless, in the Hilchas HaGro Minhagav, in that beautiful sefer written by Rav Moshe Sternbach, he says that the Yerushalayim Minhag is to cover the hands. That's like the second Minhag in the Ramah. That's the Minhag of the Beis Yosef, as he records it, that that's what was done in Egypt, that the hands, not only the heads of the Kohanim are covered, but the hands as well. So what are we going to do with the proof from Megillah? We proved from the Gemara in Megillah that the hands are outside, not inside, not covered. So Rav Moshe Sternbach explains as follows the rationale for the second minhag, that the hands should be covered. He says as follows, that first minhag, with the hands being uncovered, there was an assumption there. That was at a time that the tzibor, the people receiving the bracha, would cover their faces as well. And accordingly, when the tzibor is covering their faces, there's no concern that they're going to be looking at the hands of the Kohanim. So accordingly, we have the Kohanim take their hands outside of the talis. Don't cover up your own hands, because that's beneficial for the Kohanim, so they won't look at their own hands. That worked well when the tzibor would cover their faces and not be looking at the Kohanim. That's when the Kohanim could have their hands outside of the talis. However, nowadays that the tzibor doesn't cover their heads, they're not covering their eyes. So accordingly, we have a concern. They'll be looking at the hands of the Kohanim if the hands of the Kohanim are not covered. And accordingly, we revert to the second minhag, the minhag of the Beis Yosef, that the hands of the Kohanim are covered under the talis. So that's the explanation of why it's okay, even though we have a proof in the Gemara Megillah that the hands should not be covered, why it would be acceptable for the Kohanim to cover their hands. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings another reason in favor of the first minhag brought in the Ramah, that the hands of the Kohanim should not be covered by the talis, they should be outside the talis. And he explains as follows: if you have the talis over the hands of the Kohanim, you effectively have a chatzitza, a barrier between their hands and the people receiving the bracha. And the pasuk in Parsha Shmini says, "Vayisa Aaron es yadav elahem elaam vayevarchem," that Aaron lifted up his hands to the Am to give them the birkas Kohanim, and he gave them a bracha. Lift up your hands, give the bracha. There's no chatzitza between the hands and the Am. Accordingly, based on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the basis for having the hands outside the talis is because that's what Aaron did. And Aaron had no chatzitza, there was no barrier between his hands and the Am receiving the bracha. Accordingly, we should do the same. So in a nutshell, we do see here that there seems to be a stronger halachic basis for having the hands of the Kohanim uncovered, not covered, because we had a proof from the Gemara in Megillah, and we also have the rationale of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav based on Aaron not covering his hands. But nonetheless, the minhag ha'olam is that the Kohanim cover not only their heads, but their hands as well. Apparently, it's because the tzibur is not covering their heads, and we have a concern that they're going to be looking at the hands of the Kohanim, so that is why the Kohanim cover their hands as well. Have a wonderful day.